Congratulations. I hear you are a newborn. Like Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, the Lord has taken mercy on you in your old age. You've conceived a new life. As St. Peter tells us in today's second reading, the Father in his great mercy gave you a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So congratulations on your new birth. How are you celebrating? What, you didn't know you were pregnant? Well, what did you think Lent was all about? Fasting, prayer, almsgiving, yes. But why? Why fast and pray and give alms? What's the point of it all? Do you remember at the beginning of Lent how we gave out these wristbands? Do you remember what they said? Repent, right? Repent. That is, get rid of the old way of sin. Because any old fool can make the world more miserable. Repent and believe. Repent and believe in the gospel. That is, get rid of the old way of sin and conceive in your mind and heart a new way of truth and love. Conceive a new way that is living hope. For by faith, we may receive the divine creativity to be reborn. Did you not conceive in Lent? Did you not conceive a belief that by the grace of Jesus' resurrection, you too would be born anew? And if you did conceive and strengthen such a belief, were you not pregnant with hope of that new birth? Because without seeing, you believed that new life would be yours through the power of the resurrection. Were you not pregnant with the hope that Easter joy would flood your soul? And if you were pregnant this Lent, what has happened to the new life conceived within you? Didn't you know that you've given birth? What did you think Easter day was all about? Rejoicing, yes, but rejoicing over what? Did you not rejoice this week, this Easter, this day of resurrection? Because the hope conceived within you came into the light through the rising of Jesus from the dead. Were you not here in spirit on that Easter vigil night? When in the middle of the night, we came to this baptismal font and we unsealed it so that all of us could receive new life in Christ. Were you not here in spirit when we blessed this Easter water and heard of our new birth? We prayed just a week ago at the Easter vigil. We prayed over these waters. Recall how we prayed. We said, may this water receive by the Holy Spirit the grace of your only begotten Son, so that human nature, created in your image and washed clean through the sacrament of baptism from all the squalor of the life of old, so that human nature may, by this water, be found worthy to rise to the life of newborn children. That is what we prayed, that we who were baptized in this font, that we who are sprinkled with these living waters, that we who bless ourselves with the water from this font as we enter and exit the church with that water making the sign of the cross, we prayed that we might be newborn children. For this, my brothers and sisters, this is the font of new life. This is the font infused with the Spirit so that we might be reborn. This is the font into which this very Easter candle, a symbol of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, was plunged 3 times. This is the font into which this candle, this Christ, was plunged 3 times so that by the mercy of our Savior's glorious wounds, we might be cleansed of sin and walk in newness of life. Thus, my friends, you who were pregnant during Lent with the hope of new life, did you not receive? Did you not receive this new birth to a living hope through these waters of resurrection. So you are newborn children. So I say again, congratulations. How are you celebrating? You're not going to dare tell me you don't know how to celebrate, are you? We know how to party. And if you don't know how to party, let me give you a clue, because the church has been in one constant party for 2,000 years over this event. And she has a secret that was revealed in the opening prayer, in the collect that Father Jerome prayed. We heard this as we began our Mass. Increase, we pray. Increase, God of everlasting mercy, the grace you have bestowed that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Increase, God of everlasting mercy. Increase. If we have a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, as St. Peter tells us, then we must celebrate that new birth with increase. Even in the natural realm, new life is celebrated with increase. Did you know that newborn infants, within the first 3 years of life, form 1,000 trillion new connections in the brain? That's right, 1,000 trillion. That's a one with 15 zeros after it in the first 3 years. Interestingly, by adulthood, we've lost half of those connections. We've grown old. But if Lent was pregnancy and Easter was birth, then this Easter season is our first 3 years, my brothers and sisters. It is the time of our merciful increase, the time to form 1,000 trillion new spiritual connections with God, whose only desire is that our every synapse fires with His truth and love. And you might think I'm talking like a crazy man, and usually I am, but if you underestimate the power of our new birth, then you won't believe it. Don't underestimate God's power. If you think I'm speaking with hyperbole, you underestimate the lavishing of God's mercy through the love of His Son. God is infinite, we say. He has much more than 1,000 trillion gifts to give us increase in our new life this Easter season. Infinitely more. So increase, friends. Increase like newborn children. Increase. Increase in almsgiving. That practice we think of during Lent. Does the end of Lent mean the time of generosity is over? If Christ is giving us grace upon grace in this new life of the Easter season, shouldn't our generosity increase? Shouldn't we be giving $1,000 trillion to Father Jerome? We can never outdo the Lord in His generosity. Increase. Increase in fasting. Did you think that the end of Lent means that we can take back up all those things we gave up during that holy season? If we truly have new life, new birth, and a living hope, don't we need more than ever to rid ourselves of anything of those old ways that keep us far from God? Maybe one of our penances needs to be permanent. Maybe Father John Marie needs to take out his phone, find Candy Crush, and delete it forever. Increase. Increase in prayer. Does it make sense that the end of Lent means we relax our prayer routine? Don't we have more reasons than ever to give thanks and praise to God, we who are newborn children by His love? Is it not time to take a card in the back of our church, a card with the image of the divine mercy, and pray for that divine mercy 1,000 trillion times, that a whole world might learn to trust and love the Lord who loves us? My dear friends, congratulations. You are newborn. Now increase. Do not let the living hope newborn within you grow old. Increase so that others may see you and the church may give birth to many new children through this baptismal font. Increase that all people might seek the ever-increasing abundance of God's mercy. Brothers and sisters, increase so that we together might join those popes canonized today with all the saints in the eternal increase of heaven. Increase.